Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 183 for Friday, December 12th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were narrowly mixed amid choppy activity Friday morning. Canola values were anywhere from $1.30 lower to $1.30 higher, the January contract up $1.30 at $436.30 per ton. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was supportive, as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. The technical bias in the market has shifted higher, which further underpinned values, as did solid commercial demand for canola. The market continues to trade at an inverse, indicating strong nearby demand for canola. Farmer selling remains light overall, as they wait for the new year, but some may be triggered by recent strength in the market. Some spillover pressure came from the weakness in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil futures. Continued softness in the crude oil market, a record large U.S. soybean crop, and good conditions for South American oil seeds were also bearish. Now looking at the U.S. markets, grain futures were stronger while oil seeds were chopping around both sides of unchanged. Soybean values were turning lower, anywhere from 5 to 8 cents softer. March down 6 and a quarter cents at $10.42.5 per bushel. Continued strong demand for the U.S. oilseed and Wednesday's USDA report, which paid smaller than expected ending stocks in the U.S., were supportive overall, though ideas that stocks of beans are still very large in the world were bearish, as were favorable growing conditions for South American oilseeds. Corn futures were moving higher, anywhere from 2 to 4 cents stronger. March up that 4 cents at $4.02.5 a bushel. A lack of significant farmer selling as they wait for the new year and better prices in the U.S. was underpinning the market. Strong commercial demand and some technical buying added to the bullish tone. However, the U.S. supply situation remains large, which was overhanging the market. Wheat values were stronger, seeing some follow-through spec buying on Thursday's advances. The market was anywhere from 6 to 9 cents higher. March was up 8.5 cents at $6.06 a bushel. Spillover support also came from the gains seen in corn, with signs of improving export demand behind the gains as well. However, the large global supply situation and forecasts calling for beneficial weather in the U.S. winter wheat growing regions this weekend tempered the gains. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, December 12th. I'm Taryn Shields.